You just talk about kind of staying ready for your opportunity that obviously showed up and happened kind of through a strange set of circumstances. How did you kind of stay ready so you could go out there and produce?
Just kind of keeping in mind that, you know, injuries happen and, you know, sometimes the game goes another way than expected. So just kind of just staying in my game plan, you know, when I'm on the sideline, just kind of recognizing the coverages and when I get my opportunity, jumping in and being ready.
People were asking Tom, like, what clicked those last few drives? Obviously, he said, look, we didn't get into the end zone, but it was better. What kind of worked a little bit better on those last couple drives?
I think we were just sitting back and just playing football. I don't think it was anything special schematically. I think we just kind of went back to what we were used to, what we've been doing through OTAs and training camp. So that was one of the things that really worked on the last drive.
How important is it for you guys to start fast and maybe you won't get in so many situations like this at the end of games?
It's very important. And starting fast, one of the big things to start fast in the game, you have to start fast in practice. So we have to come out today, tomorrow, Friday with a lot of focus, on the first reps of, you know, each team period so that we can start fast in the game.
Is it a big adjustment with Tom back now? He obviously gets first team reps in practice, so you'll have a little bit more time with him. You know, what are you looking to improve with him this week in practice?
It's a big adjustment because Deshaun and Tom are two different kind of quarterbacks. But the fortunate thing is, you know, Tom in training camp and OTAs, he was quarterback number one. So we have had time to, you know, work timing and work our routes with him. So it shouldn't be too much of an adjustment going forward.
If CJ comes back this week, what it'll be like for you to have him back after all these weeks?
Be great. I mean, I know he's been chomping at the bit to get back, and you know, as a player, it hurts, you know, being off for so long. And I've seen him working, and you know, I expect big things from CJ when he comes back.
You guys have very different skill sets. He brings something completely different to the game than you. What are you looking forward to most having back when he comes back?
Just being able to work with him more. We haven't had too many sets ever since I've been here with just me and him out on the field. So being able to get that chemistry and communication, because communication out there on offense is huge. So that's what I'm looking forward to the most.
Steve, I see you're blocking. I know you've worked on it. Mm-hmm. What's your kind of mentality and your mindset when you're handling guys that are a little bit bigger?
I gotta stay patient. Gotta keep my technique, because that's huge. I'm obviously not going to be the strongest person out there. There's a lot of big guys out there, so just kind of staying sound with my technique and then being able to handle myself and being in the right position. That's really what it comes down to.